Hey there, welcome to season three, episode six, the one with the Black Friday breakthrough. So I feel like it's pretty timely that this episode is dropping today because we are about to head into the seasonal season for sales. Basically, you want to start thinking about this now. Now, I know so many people leave planning for Black Friday to the kind of last minute. And I have been there and done that. Here's what I can tell you about that situation. If you are in the US, you have got Thanksgiving that it backs right up to Black Friday. And so if you leave things to the last minute, and what I mean by the last minute, the week of Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all of that, your success is going to be greatly diminished because you're going to be rushing to try and figure things out. And depending on what your audience engagement looks like, you might not have given yourself enough time to actually set yourself up for success. So that's what I want to talk about in today's podcast. Now, if this is something that you're sitting there going, dang, I am struggling with this, I don't know what I want to do for Black Friday, I don't have any plans, I'm not even sure what I need to do to warm up my audience, all of those things, then that's exactly what we can cover right now inside the feedback loop. Now, it's 30 days of one-on-one coaching, daily feedback, Voxer coaching. All you have to do is go to hustleandgroove.com/feedback and you can check out all the deets. I would love to help you get your Black Friday stuff in place. So, I want to talk to you about creating sustainable promotions, things that don't require you to do loads of heavy lifting. But here's a couple of caveats about Black Friday in particular, of the things that you don't want to do. Number one, you absolutely do not want to launch something brand new. Now, the reason for that is because your audience is inundated with Black Friday offers. They're going to be making really snap decisions, right? Really quick decisions. They don't want to have to think about and weigh the pros and cons and is this the thing that I need right now? Typically, they're not looking for new things. They're looking at the things that you currently have and they're eyeing them off and they're thinking, is my favorite person in the world, aka you, going to give me a discount, or is there some special deal coming for Black Friday? Now, the way that this becomes sustainable is you think about what that's actually going to look like. So ideally, you're planning this in October. That is the ideal, but conceivably, you could approach this early November as well. You do have a little bit of time if you're listening to this and it's early November. But here's what you're gonna do. Grab some pen and paper. We're diving straight into action taking right now. Number one, you're going to review your offer suite. What have you got? What price points do you have? What does that all look like? Now, this is when I personally like to do an audit and just go back through the last year of sales. What offers drove the most amount of sales? Those would be the ones that I would be thinking about doing something around, like a Black Friday deal around. So that's kind of step one. Step two is if you do have offers that have been selling, what do you want to do? Now, this is where you have a couple of different options. Now, I'm not always a fan of offering a discount, but if it's a group program or it's a fairly big course, then offering a discount will incentivize people. If you are going to do that, the reason why you might choose to do that is because in the new year, you might have a larger offer coming, and this would really seed those people and set them up to go into that offer. So when you're kind of planning all these things out, think about what you've got coming up. And this is why I don't ever just plan Black Friday on its own. I'm thinking about what is happening in early Q1. Now, in an upcoming episode, I am going to talk about how you can set yourself up for success from Q4 to Q1. So we're not going to talk about that here, but you do just want to kind of think that through. So what are you going to do? Are you going to offer a discount? Are you going to offer a bonus? Or are you going to do something fun? Now, that could be literally anything. The sky is the limit. Here are some things that I've done in the past because I know that you're sitting there, I've got no ideas. And I totally get that because I have been there. Number one, I quite like to discount. And if I'm going to do a Black Friday discount, it is going to be anywhere from 40 to 60% off. Again, people are looking for a deal. So just think through that. You don't always have to do a discount, but honestly, If you're sitting there scratching your head going, I don't know what I would offer as a bonus or anything else, then just roll with a discount. And just remember, we are pricing for sales, not ego. And discounting 100% makes sense if you know that you're going to do something in Q1 that's maybe a bigger program. Your offer number two is to do something really simple like credit for your business. Now, I'm not the person that came up with this. If you're not familiar with Lizzie Goddard, this was her brainchild. And I have successfully done credit for the last few years for Black Friday. So here's what that is. And I just call mine H&G credit. I could not come up with a fun name. So you might be able to, it depends on what your name is, but that was the simplest thing that I could come up with. H&G credit. Basically, it's a block of credit that is discounted. So here is what that would look like. So I would offer $1,000 of credit. So that's the value. But for Black Friday, you would only pay 650 USD. So you'd pay $650, but you get $1,000 credit. That's the value that you would get. And so I offered $1,000, $500, and $100. Those were the three kind of price, like value credit points. And then the discount would increase. So I think $100, I knocked $20 off. So it was $80 for $100 credit. 500 was 350, and then 1,000 was 650. So depending on what your business looks like, it makes sense to offer something like H&G credit if you have a lot of different offers and or if you know that you're going to be launching something relatively big in Q1, that credit could be used for that offer. So a couple of things to just think about if you do credit. Obviously, you're getting a big chunk of cash, but that credit can be used on anything for the next 12 months. So just keep that in mind that yes, you're getting this nice big chunk of cash, but also those people can then turn around and use that for the next 12 months. Are you okay with that? Right? So that's how you want to think about that. And then the third kind of offer option is to offer some type of live run through of an offer. So let's say that you only have courses. Maybe what you decide to do is say, hey, if you grab this course, you're going to get access to the live implementation bootcamp, blah, blah, blah. But then what I would do is actually offer the implementation bootcamp as another thing that's on its own. So if people buy the course, they get the implementation bootcamp for free. So however you want to price the course, you might do a slight discount. And then after Black Friday, you can sell the implementation bootcamp, whatever you want to call it, and include the course for free. But the implementation bootcamp would be more expensive than the course. So you just have to kind of sit down and map out what makes sense, what do I want to do, and decide from there. And then the last step is to set yourself up for success and give your audience a heads up about what you're planning. Now, you don't have to give them all the nitty-gritty details, but at least, and this is my process, 2 weeks before Black Friday, I would just send an email to everyone just saying, hey, heads up, I am planning a Black Friday sale. Don't buy XYZ before then because I've got a special deal coming your way. So I literally tell them what's coming. Not all the details, but just, hey, if this is what you've been keeping an eye on, keep your eyes open for an email 6 a.m. Black Friday. Now, I typically would do a 4-day sale. It's entirely up to you. You could choose to just do 24 hours. If you are just going to do 24 hours, you definitely want to give your audience plenty of time and plenty of notice. So 2 weeks out, send an email, and then a week before, I would probably do two, maybe three emails that are kind of like a heads up, or they're part of your PS in your emails, whatever that looks like. And then the night before Black Friday, you're going to send an email out that just says, hey, make sure you check your email at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard or whatever that is. That is when the deal unlocks and you've got 24 hours, 4 days, whatever, to access it before it's gone. And that's it. That's all that you need to do. So that's all for today's Simple Success session. So if you really, truly want my help with your Black Friday content, that is email planning, deciding on offers, deciding on what you're going to actually do, then we can absolutely discuss it in the feedback loop. 30 days one-on-one coaching, daily feedback, Voxer coaching, all for you. All you have to do is go to hustleandgroove.com/feedback and we can chat. So until next time, remember, simple action leads to beautiful results.